ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owns 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. O Allah, make us among those.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين وعلم الدين أما بعد اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له اللهم ارزقنا فهم العلم وحكمة العلم وبصيرة العلم والعمل بما نعلم وتبليغ الرسالة ونحن من المخلصين الصادقين المقبولين المباركين يا رب العالمين اللهم ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول واجعلنا من المقبولين الرادين المرتدين يا رب العالمين وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Today we're going to recap what we talked about in the past, because this topic again is so important and so precious. By this way, we're still in the introductory of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I just take you step by step to the importance of thinking and the importance of remember Allah and the importance of dua and what happens if one take over the another one. What it mean? Again, some people complain about me, I'm going too fast. By this way, this topic is so, so precious in my heart, and I believe without no doubt this topic, if you master it, you master your life. And if you do not master it, you lose your life. And today I'm going to explain it to you from different angle completely to emphasize the message from every aspect. You have to understand from biology and from Islamic point of view. It's big difference between word brain, word intellect, and word thinking and thought. For example, we as a human being have a brain. Animal has a brain. But Allah elevate us an animal by give us the intellect and communication and revelation. They have intellect, but their intellect is focused in desire and focus in achieving their own desire and livelihood. But as we see, care about only one thing: how to eat, how to sleep, how to go, that's it. What's the difference between us and animal? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us revelation and give us al-bayan. Yes, some people can tell you language also, animal have language and bird has language, every creature has a language. But the difference between all of them and us is we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us a bayan, the translation, the relationship. They do not have that. By this way, everybody has a brain. Human being has a brain, the chicken has a brain, the animal has a brain, everybody has a brain. But brain do not give you intellect. Okay? By this way, even in Arabic, is big difference between the word brain, which is mukh, and word aql. And aql is the name of the brain in Arabic. And coming from Aqala, Aqala meaning the one who reigns something, tight it for goodness. I'm not here to give you really a lot of linguistic because I'm focused about Iman. But I'm trying to explain to you something very basic. Brain is different than intellect, different than thinking. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes in the Quran two qualities of a human being. The one who do tafakkur and fikr and tafkir, and the one who do aql and ulul albab. And Arabic people and the linguistic people said, what is aql? Aql, the best explanation I can tell you is when you use your brain with the right knowledge, with the right behavior to benefit you or benefit other. Now we become aql. You are now, for example, the baby has aql. The baby has a brain. But the baby can do foolish things. The crazy has a brain, but he do foolish things. And the fool has a brain, and he do foolish things. By this way, what make you aqil in Islam? The amount and the way you're using your brain for the best of you and other. And this why even to be a shahid in Islam, to be eyewitness in marriage, or a business, or in funeral, or in a situation, is highly recommended, almost obligation, to the eyewitness to be aqil, baligh, and also rashid. Aqil meaning he has a brain, meaning everybody said he's a normal person, he's not a fool, he's not crazy. You cannot have a fool or crazy to be eyewitness. Why? Islam is very critical. You said, I witness marriage of so and so, the crazy or the fool who said, I don't know. And he changed his mind. But so you cannot use a person crazy or a fool or unstable as an eyewitness. It has to be aqil. Baligh meaning has to reach puberty. Rashid. And Rashid, again, we talk about it in Ramadan, is from Rujd, meaning high level of guidance mixed with knowledge, mixed with wisdom. It gives you this beautiful quality, which it used to be called and given to messenger and prophet. By this way, all of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His own justice, He gives us a brain. And like the old Arabic people used to make like a joke, metaphor, joke. They said, Ajsamul Hayawanat, the body of animal, Wa'aqulul Asafir, and the brain of the bird. Meaning, big body for nothing. And this is why sometimes today I hear a terminology among people, oh, he's nice, she's nice. What's the big deal if you're nice and the antenna is broken? You see? By this way, now we're going to examine what meaning aql first. What meaning aql? And how we get it? And how we get the level of thinking? How many style of aql? How many style of thinking? And which one am I? Because if we do not value that, do you think you will value zikrullah? Do you think you value knowledge? And I will get you now to emphasize all what we talk about it, but from different perspective. Because like I tell you, I intend to cover this topic from the maximum perspective. By this way, I try to make you ready the maximum you can. And this for Muslim and non-Muslim alike. By this way, we have a brain? Yes. Do we have intellect? Let's examine it now. Let's examine what intellect. From different perspective, from different school of thought, understanding. One of the early people, he said, I want you to know, everything has a pillar. Everything has a pillar. Everything has a pillar. And this pillar, every pillar has an adab. And every pillar has an adab, manner, character. And the fountain of all that is the character and good manner. And the fountain of all of the above is aql, the intellect. Because the really person who have wisdom or have intellect or intelligent, we're going to talk about it very soon and break for you the intelligent fool and the non-intelligent at all. Meaning you can have a fool, intelligent, and you can have a person who has no intelligence and he's a fool too. And why? Okay? And the people said, the person who have intellect, the person who has aql, who really have intellect, he have to ask himself every day, who am I? Do I know myself? Where I created for? Where I'm coming from? Why I'm been here? And what is the secret of my happiness and my misery? We're going to talk about it very soon. All this question, if you are aqil, you question. And the more you question, you inquire knowledge. The more you inquire knowledge, you have to be in a state of adab and obedience to inquire it. And this is why I will take you to how many intelligent people is a fool. Because you can be intelligent to the point of arrogant, like shaitan. But so you become rebellious to the point you have no any obedience at all. And now you become a fool with intelligence. We can talk about it when the time comes. And the early people said, if you get to know, do according to your knowledge. And if you do not get to know, go and get to the knowledge. And after that, do. And after that, they are reciting this verse in Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Surah Al-Inshiqaq, verse 6. O mankind, you're running toward your Lord, you're going to meet Him. Do you get it or no? Now, this is just introductory. I forget to say it in the past. By this way, you have a brain? Yes. Located in the head? Yes, everybody agree. Is working? Yes. Do you have intellect? Let's examine that. Are you intelligent or a fool? Let's examine that. Are you going to the road of happiness or misery? Let's examine that. And again, the pillar of today, if you have humble and humility and adab, you gain. If you have arrogance and stubbornness, okay, and ego, you will not gain. Because again, the pillar of the brain is what? Humble and humility with adab. And this is what makes you seek knowledge. And this is what makes you hold tight in the knowledge. I have a lot to share with you. I hope Allah give me tawfiq to gather everything the maximum I can. Now, what is the thinking? Word thinking, what it mean? One scholar, he said something so beautiful. He said thinking, it has two pillars. To seek knowledge and make this knowledge affect your heart. By this way, you have two pillars of thinking. Knowledge arrive, and a feeling affect your heart according to this knowledge. And now the heart will work according to that and use the knowledge again, and use the brain. And now you intellect according to whom? Your knowledge and your feeling. And the scholar said, the first one, either you are listening to a talk of dunya, or listening to a talk of akhirah. If you're listening to talk of dunya, your heart will absorb it, you will desire it, now you're thinking about doing for dunya. And if you're thinking and listening of akhirah, the hereafter, now your heart moves toward it, now you have a feeling for akhirah, now you have a desire for akhirah, now you have to move toward it. And he said, and even then, if you follow that, you are a muqallid, you are a follower, you did not initiate it, you are a follower. And this will not consider comprehending, no, because you just receive it. Why? Because it's missing another two element. What is the two element missing? The will and the strength to follow this knowledge. Because without the will and the strength to follow this knowledge and desire, you can hear it. And this is what's happening to us. We hear beautiful knowledge, and what we do? Nothing. Why? Because it didn't come closer to the heart with a will to be. And now, he said, in this case, two things will happen. One will override the another one. Meaning, if you listen to akhirah too much, little by little you will go toward akhirah. If you listen to dunya too much, you become for dunya. And now your thinking, your intellect, your desire, your will be for one. Can it be two? No. And he said, and everything we talk about it is called hidayah. Is called what? Hidayah. What is hidayah in Arabic? Meaning guidance. Meaning you cannot reach this level. You cannot sit now and listening without hidayah from Allah. You cannot have humble and humility without hidayah from Allah. You cannot comprehend without hidayah from Allah. You cannot have a desire to be without hidayah from Allah. You cannot have a will to be without hidayah from Allah. By this way, if you ask me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His ultimate wisdom, He always guides you to one way and shaitan supports you to go to another way. And now the trial starts. Which road you going to take? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance and knowledge, or shaitan promise and his fake knowledge? And the majority of people go with shaitan. Why? It verifies the nafs. Because again, the knowledge of Allah always diminishes the nafs. Again is desire. And the majority of people from the beginning, they do not take it unless it's written for you to be guided and you have humble, humility, and what else? With manner. With manner. Adab. Very low. We're going to go through that in detail very soon. Now, what is the thamara? What is the fruit of all that? And the fruit of all the knowledge, the crops of all the knowledge and all the deed. Because he said, everything has a fruit, everything has a thamara. Meaning all the thinking and all this thought, and what is the result? He said, this is the knowledge, the real knowledge, that can change your heart to either one way or another. Are you with me so far? And for this reason, knowledge is very high. Because knowledge gives you strength, gives you power, gives you ability. If the knowledge is right with the right heart, it gives you a will. Don't tell me you have no will. If you have no will, you're not a believer of this knowledge. You see, if you believe in something, you go for it. If you believe in something so-so, you're not going to go for it. By the way, the knowledge change the heart. It has to be a knowledge you believe it, You desire it to the point it changes your heart. Are you with me or no? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha verse 113, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يَحْدِثْ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. Maybe they will get to know, or it makes them remember. And they said, if you really are living the message, ask yourself this question. Number one, do I think every morning and think about what? And what is my goal? Two, where is my eyes? And what is the core and wisdom of my eyes and what they are for? And where is he going? Number three, where is the tongue? And where he's going? Number four, where is the ear and where it's going? If you are with Allah and you have thought and guidance with Allah, you have all these questions before you move, before your tongue move, before your ear move. We're going to talk about this when the time comes to talk about the difference between the person who's aqil, has intellect, and the fool one. The aqil will follow the right guidance. The fool, he's a fool. Why he's a fool? He's not using the knowledge. Why? We'll talk about that. The fool is arrogant, he's stubborn, he's not having obedience. And always fool. He destroys himself and destroying other. How? By using his faculty, using his tongue, eyes, and ear in the wrong place in the wrong time. We'll talk about it. Now, the person who do fikr, thinking, intellect, in a right way, what it will do? He will think about ta'at. He will think about obedience. He will think about his body, his money, his time, his love, his devotion, his thinking. But he always thinking about his own thinking to always know where he is and where he's going. And now, you have another kind of people. They're thinking to fulfill their desire. They're thinking about to care about dunya or accumulating money. Or even thinking about how can I can do haram, forbidden things. These people thinking and these people thinking. These people won't achieve, these people won't achieve. But with the thinking always lead you to different road. Think about it like the main thinking is a major highway. Lead you to small road until you get your destination. If you're not in the right highway, you will never reach the right road, you will never go to the right address. Finished. And the destroyer of all that is two. Arrogant with stubbornness and ego. This is a quality of shaitan. But as we said, your intellect, your knowledge, your wisdom, your basira, your intelligence is according to how much you humble. And the opposite, the arrogant and the ego person, he keep destroying himself even with knowledge. The same quality of shaitan. How you know? We'll come closer to that now. For example, if you really do thinking, you think about istighfar, to ask Allah to forgive you. Tawbah, stop it. About your quality. What quality I have? You will be patient of seeking knowledge. Because knowledge is so important for you. Like they said, sometime a teacher, you might not like him. But he's benefit you. They said, think about your teacher like a sour medicine. But you need it. But so they said, the person who intelligent and have intellect, he's patient to receive the sour just to get what he want. I said this in India and people complain about me. Can you complain about me? You cannot. Why? Because you have to think about your benefit. Don't think about my habits or misfault or whatever. If you benefit, go. If you not benefit, don't go. We'll talk about it now. And now, what knowledge are you looking for? Knowledge is a lot of knowledge. And some scholars, they said, you have the knowledge of material life, which is needed. You have the knowledge even of ta'at is needed. You have the knowledge of fiqh, you need it. You have the knowledge of a school of thought, you need it. And you have the knowledge of Allah. You have the knowledge of iman and yaqeen. This is the ultimate. The one without it, you're not going anywhere. And he says the majority of people losing their life looking for all the knowledge except the one is so important to them. I saw it all my life. And this is why, like, one scholar, he meet another scholar. He said, where are you going? He said, I'm seeking this knowledge and this knowledge and this knowledge. He said, where's iman and yaqeen? He was quiet. He said, you're wasting your life with all this knowledge which will not lead you to Allah. And the knowledge lead you to Allah, you have no time until you die. And this, believe it or not, my talk today is debatable. Some people consider my talk as a wacko. Why do you think the regulation is the one lead you to Allah? But I can debate them. The Quran, 2/3 of the Quran, no regulation. Why? Because the iman of Allah is number one. And this is why you can go study the way you think and the way you want, the amount of hadith about fiqh and the amount of ayat about fiqh and what is it. I will take you to it inshallah very soon. Now, and the scholar accumulating, one thinking, one intellect will lead you to 10 quality. This 10 quality will destroy you. They call it the destruction. And another thinking will lead you to elevation. By this way, 10 quality will lead you to destroying yourself in this life and hereafter. And 10 quality, if you think about it and you gather them, it leads you to elevation. Let's see the 10 and the 10. The 10 can destroy you and will destroy you 100%. Number one, stingy. Number two, arrogant. Number three, ego. Number four, show off. Number five, hasad. You know, envy and jealousy. Number six, anger. Number seven, style of food. Number eight, intercourse and physical relationship. Number nine, the love of money and status. Number 10, to be, you know, with some heavy status. You won't be the one. I promise you, you have one, you have them all. You have one, you have them all. They're coming as a package. And all of us have them in different degree. If you work in another package, this package go down. If you do not work in this package, the packages come up. And if you ask me, all of us as a human being have all this bad quality. It's up to us to diminish it. Now, let's see the good quality to diminish this quality. Number one, to feel sorry and sorrow over your sins. You see, if you're busy about your sins, you think about, you worry about mistake of other? No. It humble you. It break your nose. Two, to be patient over calamity. Whatever you do not have, alhamdulillah. Number three, to be content with qadar, content with destiny, whatever it is. Number four, to thank Allah for His ni'mah. And you have plenty. Number five, to balance between fear of Allah and having hope. Number six, to deny dunya. Get away from dunya the maximum you can. Zuhd. Number seven, to have sincerity in your action. Number eight, good manner and good conduct with good character. Number nine, love of Allah and love for Allah. And number 10, the obedience and surrender to Allah. Because the early people said something. You cannot obey Allah when you're dirty. You cannot obey Allah without loving Allah. By this way, today, what happens if we take the ritual without no quality? Is no fruit. Is no fruit. And this way, the result is the way we see it now. Are you with me or no? Or you get lost? This stuff, I tell you the truth, you have to examine it. Go step by step and be honest to yourself. This ikhlas. By the way, I have my own recipe. I will give it to you very soon. I did it yesterday. Do you know what the thinking is also? Ikhlas. Thinking is iman. But according to what you're thinking about it, I will get to you through that very soon. Now, what kind of thinking, the highest level of thinking, what the highest achieving of thinking? The one Allah give it to Messenger and Prophet. What is that? Think about Allah, His quality, His creation, His glory. You see, His exalted status, His power, His might. By the way, the more you think about Allah, what will happen? Number one, it diminishes you. It makes you very small in your eye. This is why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu used to make dua, Allahumma ja'alni fi nazari sagiran wa fi ayni an-nas kabiran. Oh Allah, make me feel like very tiny, and in the other eyes of the people, somebody. Today, one of the diseases we like to show off, even if we not feel it. And one of the another thinking, it will be the crux of the thinking, it leads you to what you are here for, what's your purpose of life, and where are you going? By this way, the thinking and intellect with the greatness of Allah, with the name of Allah, with the quality of Allah, with the creation of Allah, it leads you to what? Iman, it leads you to yaqeen, it leads you to humble and humility, it leads you to all the quality. And now, this is the one it leads you to istiqama. Now you steadfast. And this is the truth about the whole journey of iman. And this is what leads you to get away from the disease of the heart. By the way, you work for the thinking for Allah, all the diseases of the heart and genetic go down. If you do not listen to my advice, your disease and genetic come, it will destroy you. And one of them always will be overriding the another one. And is a constant struggle. And the lucky one who decided where he is. And I will get you some bad news very soon. Can you do it alone? Can you do it without teacher? Can you do it without obedience? You cannot. You will be finished. Because you will do whatever you like all the time. And this is the opposite of the journey. And this, the early scholar said, this is the mother of all goodness. Why? Because if you get to know Allah, you get closer to Allah, you develop good quality with Allah, what will happen? This is the mother of all goodness on earth. Now you have goodness, now you spread goodness, now you have to do goodness, now you are in a state of obedience, all the mother of goodness inside this knowledge. Now, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said about aql, about intellect. Ali ibn Abi Talib, by the way, when he talk, listen carefully. His word is a few, but it means a lot. He said, Al-Aqil, the one who has intellect, the one whose brain is working, because he can have a brain again, but not working, or working in the wrong way. He said, Al-Aqil, the one who has a brain and thinking, what he is? He said, his knowledge is his companion. Seeking knowledge is his companion. And his intellect is his guidance. And patience with compassion is his right hand. And good deed is the fruits. And patient is a soldier of him. And be calm and soft like you are with your father or your son or your brother. And after that, he said to his son Al-Hasan, Ya Bunay, don't feel or look down to some men, because this man can be your father. And if you see a young man, don't look down at them. Maybe he is your brother. And if you see somebody younger than you, look at him as your son. Do you get it or no? By this way, in any given time, you are in a state of respecting other. Elder, same, or younger. If you look down in all the talk you're going to hear today, it requires one major element. We said it in the beginning. What is that? Humble and humility and adab. And if you believe you have it, you do not have it. And if you do not have it, what you do to have it? This is not a talk. This is an action. And somebody asked him, or asked some wise person. He said, who is the one who have intellect? He said, the one who do not do something in hidden, shy to people know it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, of the meaning of the ending of the word of Messenger Prophet, if you not be shy, do whatever you like. Luqman al-Hakim, he said to his son, Ya Bunay, seek goodness, and half of that is knowledge. And get closer to the good people. This is another half. Seek knowledge is one half. And seek the closeness of good people is another half. And this will lead you to aql. By this way, aql need what? Two things or two elements now. It need what? Knowledge and companionship. If you ask me today, what's happening to us? We have 10, 15, 17,000 companionship. It doesn't work. It will never work. Because this make you make budding inside and destroy the knowledge of everybody. And make you in the end, you're following your own desire. You're not following nobody. Meaning what? This is a sign of the fool. We're going to go through it now very soon. And he said, Ya Bunay, be wise and don't give advice. Do you hear that? Be wise and don't give advice. And if nobody asks you, don't talk. And why? Give wisdom to yourself much better. Today what we do? We do the opposite. We will come to it, inshallah, very soon. And he said, if you have intellect, you have to have 4 hours every day. The person who have intellect, he has 4 hours every day. 1 hour, he call Allah. And 1 hour, he judge his own self. And 1 hour, he spend it to seek knowledge and be with the good people. And 1 hour to seek his own necessity. In here, 1 hour is not really 1 hour. 1 hour is metaphor. One metaphor is meaning divide your day into 4 categories. Okay? وعن عبد الله بن المبارك رضي الله عنه ورحمه الله, he said something so beautiful. He said, if you tell me about a man, he has the knowledge of all the early people and last people, meaning a man with a lot of knowledge, and he has no adab, I will not feel sorry if I do not meet him. And if I heard about a man has some adab of his own self, I will want and wish to meet him, and I will be very sorry and sorrow if I do not meet him. Again, quality and manner is not how much you accumulate knowledge. If the knowledge do not lead you to quality, what's the value of knowledge? And one of the wise people, he said, think about Islam as a town surrounded by five castles, five walls to protect it. He said, if you get protected with the five, you protect it. And any minus is a minus of your Islam. What is the first wall? Iman and Yaqeen. What is the second wall? Ikhlas, sincerity. What is the third wall? To fulfill the obligation of Allah. What is the number four wall? To follow the sunnah the maximum you can. And number five wall, to follow your adab and manner and conquer yourself by not getting angry and not getting hasty and control your adab and manner and character in everything you do. This is the five wall. One scholar, I heard him in my life, he said, look at today. When we lose the adab and akhlaq, we lost the biggest wall outside. Now shaitan go to the second. And if we minus in sunan of Rasulullah SAW, he go to fara'id. And if we minus in fara'id in the way we're doing it, now we minus in ikhlas. And if we minus in ikhlas, shaitan already enter and he eat up all our iman and yaqeen. Do you see how it go or no? Now, about fikr, you remember three of the companion, among them Abdullah ibn Umar, and if my memory is correct, Zubayr ibn al-Awwam or his son, and one more third person, they went to Aisha radiallahu anha after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, and tell her, please, tell us about a very important things we do not know. And she told them, the most important night, I never see something like it, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to me, next to me in a bed, and his body touched my body, and he whispered to my ear. He said, Ya Aisha, permit me to go spend tonight for Allah. She said, Wallahi, nothing beloved to me than he become or stay next to me in bed. But I cannot tell him no. And he goes study worship, start worship Allah. And she said, this night I saw something I never see like it. He keep weeping and he makes sajda until Bilal Qabr radiallahu anhu came in the morning. And I was thinking many times he was dead. And I go and even put my ear and put it underneath his chest to see if he's still alive or not. And his place where he have sajda is so wet, you think rain came tonight. And when Bilal came to call him for fajr, I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah. Meaning, I sacrifice my father and my mother for you, Ya Rasulullah. Tell me, what happened tonight? He said, one verse, Ya Aisha, came. Wailun lahu, Ya Aisha. Wailun lahu. Wailun lahu. Wail is a very scary, like, oath and warning of punishment. For those who hear this verse and do not think about it, ponder about it and contemplating and think about it and live it. She said, what is that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, verse 191, Ala Imran, Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ard. Go read it, because we talk about it all the time. It talk about what happened if human beings do not think about the creation of Allah and do not contemplate about it and do not think about it to the point it overwhelming him. And this supposed to lead him to what? To do zikrullah day and night. Now you can, is this not enough for just to show you the magnitude of fiqh. Now, an Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marfu'an, Rasulullah sallam said of the meaning of, inna minan nasi unasan mafatihan lil khayr maghaliqan lil shar. Among the people is people, Allah choosing them to be the keys of goodness, luck of badness, and they have a reward of everybody follow them. And another people, Allah use them as a keys of badness and luck of goodness. And this people, they will get the punishment of everybody follow them. And after that he said, Tuba is a level in Jannah. To man Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him to be a key of goodness, luck of badness. And the scholar after that, he said, and if you want to comprehend another fruit of thinking, number one, to think about the ayat of Allah. To think about what? Ayat of Allah, the sign of Allah. And to think about the messages Allah give you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a message in every moment, in every second in our life. Number two, to think about the gift of Allah. To think about the gift and bounty of Allah for you. And by the way, everything I tell you, if you do the opposite, is a disease. You see? And number three, you think about the rewarding of Allah for you when you do so. Number four, you're thinking about the punishment from Allah to you if you don't do so. And number five, to think about how Allah is so kareem to you, so generous, and He help you to guide you, and you are the arrogant one running away from Allah. If you think about these five, will lead you to a healthy, fruitful thinking. And the early scholar and the wise people said, don't think about three. Don't think about three. Are you with me or no? Don't think about what? These three, they consider it to be among the three, it destroy you. Number one, they said, don't think about tomorrow and poverty. Don't think about tomorrow and poverty. What happened? You will have ham, you will have gham, you will be misery, you will be aching, you will be this, you will be that, meaning all the disease will come. And you will not thank Allah. And you will destroy yourself. Number two. And don't remember or thinking about your oppression. Otherwise, it increase. And think about how you get of it or get rid of it. Meaning, you're doing things with foolishness and dhulm to other. Don't think about it, otherwise it increased. Do the opposite. Do the opposite. Try to clean up. And number three, don't think you're going to live for too long. Don't have a long hope. And otherwise, you will be ego. You start accumulating. You have hasad. You look to other. And you keep delaying until you finish your time and shaitan laugh at you and time is gone and you never accomplish anything. Now, this is I collected from some of the wise people. I summarize some of this knowledge in another things. When you think, you're always going to think in two elements. Either thinking for Allah, with Allah, toward Allah, or thinking for dunya, meaning with shaitan. Is no three, is no middle. One always will take over the another one. If you think for Allah, with Allah, toward Allah, What it mean? You think about Allah, His quality, His greatness, His goodness. And what it do? It make you think about how to obey Him, how to get to know Him, how to be good, how to be good to other, how to develop quality. Number three, it will lead you to how to convey the message and live for the message. Look, one thinking lead you to what? And now if you do not do that, now you think about what? To come to the dunya, you're going to live, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that, material life. And now, envy, jealousy, hasad, you name it, arrogant, ego, and all the disease. Why? Because either in any given moment, you surrender your brain to shaitan, or you surrender your brain to Allah. And this according to the three faculty: eyes, mouth, and ears. How to accumulate and not to accumulate. In any given time, either you accumulate iman, goodness, closeness, zikrullah, remember Allah, or you accumulate diseases, bad deed, and waste of your time. Do you see how they are always? One or two. By this way, the thinking of Allah equal what? Power, happiness, tranquility, security, sakina, tuma'nina, humble, humility, you name it, is all the goodness. And thinking with shaitan and diseases equal what? Misery, uncertainty, doubt, envy, jealousy, you name it. You see how it works or no? One will give you happiness and beautiful tranquility, and the another one give you doubt, upset, this, that, da-da-da. Are you with me or no? Huh? Now, what is the pillar of everything and every thinking? By this way, thinking, when you really study it from every angle, we can call it another name, is ikhlas. You see? It will be what? Ikhlas. Ikhlas is power. Think about what I'm saying. If you think about what I'm saying, if you get lost now, you are in big trouble. I mean it. Even if you have one distraction, always, what is life? Allah invites you and you want to obey. Shaitan invites you. What you want to do now? Which one are you going to go? If some topic is so important to you, how come you go to another one? And if you focus in yourself, how you can think about other? And can you deny yourself from dunya? Always sometime will happen. Always things will happen. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow and give power to shaitan to do whatever he want? To check your sincerity. Do you remember? I just talk about it now. But it's with thinking is part of your sincerity. Part of your will. Part of your guidance, part of the value of your thinking. And this is why, if you think about something too much, will lead you to what? Love it, desire it. To the point, you will not be here. You will not be here. You will not be here. And now, nothing will distract you. Because life, you will not be alone until you die. Shaitan will always be with you, even if you are in the desert. By this way, you do not blame nobody. If you're serious, if you focus, this, what is the whole topic all about? If you value something, nothing will be, you know. I'm taking a train to, for example, D destination. But there are train paths in B and C. If I like B and C, I will leave and I will never go to my destination. If I value my destination, I will not be distracted with the weather and the things and all the resort. No, it's a trial. I'm going to stay or I'm going to leave. And when you think about Allah, who's the owner of all goodness? Allah. Who's the owner of all quality? Allah. Who's the owner of all power? Allah. By this way, the more you are doing thinking with Allah, for Allah, now you have power, you have everything. Now do the opposite. You get distracted a lot. What will happen? We talk about it, weakness and. By this way, we can discover, do I have good quality or bad quality? Do I have strength or I have weakness? Do I am in the focus or I'm distracted? And don't blame nobody, ever. Don't blame any environment. Environment always will be. To check your what? Sincerity. Now, think about this is a journey of winning and losing. Journey of Jannah or Jahannam. Journey of pleasing Allah or pleasing Shaitan. Imagine either you please Allah or please his enemy. You see? By this way, always it is a journey of high and low. You are with Allah, you are going up. You are with Shaitan and animal, you're going down. And each one will generate a quality or a bad quality, pure quality or diseases. And this why later on what you have to do, zikrullah. Do you understand me or no? Now, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, they said, some people ask him, when the people find your Lord? Atheist asking Imam Abu Hanifa, when your people find your Lord? He said, Allah is exist before the time and history and any time. Nobody before him, nobody after him. They ask him, and after that he said, they ask him, you know, what is before him? He said, what is before four? They said three. He said, what is before three? They said two. He said, what is before two? They said one. He said, before one. What is before one? They said nothing. He said similar. Nothing before Allah. Because if Allah is one, nothing can be before him. They said to him, how? He said to them, if the one in numbers have nothing before him, how Allah can have somebody before him? They ask him, what is the direction of your Lord? He said, if you bring a light, a lamb, where does the light go? They said, they go for all direction. He said, similar, my Lord is the same. And he said, if the light for my lamb, we made it, it go everywhere. What about the light of Allah? They said, now we know something about your Lord. Tell us about your Lord. Is he a material solid like iron, or watery like water, or evaporate like steam or gas? He said, did you sit down next to a sick person? They said, yes. He said, did the person died in the front of you? They said, yes. He said, can he talk to you after he died? They said, no. He asked, before he died, did he talk? They said, yes, he can talk. He said, what did make him different? They said, his soul left. He said, if his soul left, now examine me, the soul. How it look like? It is like iron, like water, or like iron? They said, nothing we can know about that. He said, if the soul, the one is created, is a part of the creation of Allah. You cannot examine it. How you want to examine Allah? Ziwar, quiet. I give you this example from the life of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Because the early people, when you look at their life, they're so overwhelmed with their journey of Iman to the point they are very focused thinking. When somebody give you a question, right away you have the answer. Where it coming from? Not ego, not arrogant. Knowledge and basira and hikmah. And all these people has one thing in common. They talk very little. Extremely talking. Why? Where is the power coming from? Thinking and zikrullah. Now, let's examine another things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, of the meaning of nothing you can gain as a human being better than intellect. Guide him to guidance or to stop him of mischief. And he said also of the meaning of everything has a pillar. And the pillar of a human being, his own intellect. According to your intellect, according to your worship, according to your iman. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, the root of a man, his own thinking and intellect. And his own name is his deen. And his own status in life, his manner. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, nothing bitter, Allah put it inside a human being, better than good brain, meaning good intellect. Because a good intellect will lead you to what? Guidance, lead you to quality. We talk about here intellect with guidance. Because we're going to see very soon how many people have intellect, very intelligent and very full. Exactly like Shaitan. Shaitan very intelligent. He has knowledge. But what it did to him? Only one element with another one destroy him. Arrogant with ego, with envy and jealousy. And one of the early wise people, they said, intellect bitter than anything. And ignorant is the worst of any enemy. And one of the early people said, everyone has a friend, and the best friend of yours is your brain, your intellect. And the worst enemy of you and companion, your own ignorance. And one of the early people said also, the best accumulation you can gain in this life is intellect with adab and manner. And he said, the worst calamity you can gain in this life, ignorant with a bad manner. And you have to know, with the intellect, you get to know everything. And with the intellect, you can get closer to Allah. With intellect, you can get good deed, or you can get away from bad deed. And now, the scholar in here, he talk about, we have two kind of intellect. Intellect, part of genetic, and intellect generated by companionship and knowledge. You see? And after that, he take you to each one of them. Okay? And how human being, Allah elevate him, with what? The intellect, it lead you to guidance, it lead you to the right companion. And they said, the intellect is the core of feeding the heart. The one, it allows the heart to think and desire. And after that, this desire generate a lot of signal telling the brain to think about what he desires. Basically, you go hand to hand. Number one, you have entrance. entrance of knowledge, entrance of goodness, or entrance of corruption. And this is why we will come. Nobody mean well has too many companionship. Because too many companion, different companion, confusion, you finished. And this is why even the Prophet and Messenger, they have only one companion. Who's that first? Jibreel alayhi salam. And later on, when the Prophet gained the knowledge and quality, now he gave it to the companion of the people. And this is why in every time it's only one messenger prophet. And the companion, one person. Because you cannot companion too many people in one time. And you cannot listen to too many knowledge in one time. You cannot seek too many things without rain. And this is what a lot of young people do today. And they allow after that all the knowledge to be messed up, and in the end, no quality. Why? Lack of obedience and lack of leadership. Okay, I talk about it in the topic of leadership in Islam. And all this according, they said, to the sensor inside the heart. This sensor, either a sensor from guidance from Allah, or the sensor belong to the clot, belong to shaitan. And which one you're going to use? If Allah guide you, He make you sense yourself to the sensor of seeking knowledge, seeking good people, to feed you, to elevate you, to grow. And otherwise, you're seeking whom? Well, a'azhu billah, the clot in the heart. Now, and everything starts with what? With knowledge. And according to this knowledge, will happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of the intellect is the light of the heart. It generates a criterion between good and bad. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقُلُونَ بِهَا. Did you not see, walk in earth and you have a heart to think with it? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called also the heart has a brain. By this way, ta'aqul, the highest level of ta'aqul, the high level of thinking coming purely from whom? The heart. The heart, if it's full of iman, generates thinking. And this thinking and basira and vision is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this power of the thinking and intellect, either you feed him with the right knowledge and companionship, or you destroy him by the wrong knowledge and companionship. Whatever, which one will override the another one will be. And he said this example of a person. He grow, and he's supposed to go through toward his maturity, but he doesn't gain from his own knowledge and expertise in life. What's the value? You see? Whereas we knowledge and expertise is not only that. It has to be with guidance and light from Allah. According to what? Again, the fitrah of the heart, and the purity of the intellect, and adab and manner, and humble and humility. And he said, one of the early people said, and he said, if you do not do so, time and life will teach you adab. Meaning, if you do not gain it by knowledge and good companion, you will gain it by hardship. And this is why the early people said, if you do not gain maturity and adab and knowledge and intellect by advice and good knowledge and companion, if Allah love you, He send you situation after situation to teach it to you. Okay? And one of the early people, he said, the best one to teach you, see what left from your time. And the best one to teach you, see what you done with your past. Do you understand or no? Meaning, think about your past, how much you gained from it. Think about your future, what you gained from it. Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, They were walking by one time when kids was playing, and he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. When they saw him, everybody ran except one, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, he went to him and said, why you not make you run like the kids? He said, why I run? I did not do anything wrong. And the road is not too tight for you to pass by. Why I move? He was so happy with the answer. And the scholar said, look at him himself, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. He was a boy, meaning 8, 9 years old. But look what he said. Where it coming from? It coming within the fitrah, the pure fitrah. By this way, he tried to tell you is the fitrah can come from straight guidance from Allah, or you can gain it by the right companion and right people. And one of the early people said, one of the signs of you have taqul is you comprehend quick. And one of the signs of comprehending, you follow it. And otherwise, you gain agony by losing the knowledge, losing the comprehending, and stuck where you are. That's why, what's the value of knowledge? And this is why Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, somebody asked him, how Allah will judge all mankind in one day and one time? He said, how Allah provide all mankind in the same time? Look at the answer. When Abdullah ibn Abbas, somebody asked him, where's the soul go after the body? He said, where's the fire go after it go bad? You see how fast? And also Ibn al-Abbas radiallahu anhu and Ali ibn Abi Talib, somebody asked him, how far between the earth and the sky? He said, except the dua. They ask him, okay, how far from one day of the sun between going east to west? He said, according to the sun's speed, she will reach. Do you understand or no? By this way, when you look at these people, look at the answer, full of wisdom. And meantime, they did not initiate anything. They grab it from what? From knowledge. They do not make it up. There's a deep thinking and deep knowledge. You cannot just try to make it up to make yourself thinking. No. Either, because none of this answer is wrong. This is a very wise answer. You see? And in one hadith of the meaning of, by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, somebody said some goodness about a man. He said, how is his intellect? They said, oh, so and so ibadatu, he's worshipping Allah. And he said, how is his intellect? They keep saying that, and Rasulullah SAW asked, where is his intellect? And in the end, Rasulullah SAW said, in the meaning of, the fool can worship Allah with no knowledge. And he is the worst man. And the people get closer to Allah according to the amount of thinking and intellect between them and Allah. But we do not see in here intellect meaning how many degree, how much you thinking and you do zikr and believe in Allah. This is why we know Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, when he said to the companion, let's sit down, worship Allah for 1 hour. But he didn't do anything. He was thinking about the creation of Allah. He took one hadith with one ayah and reflect upon it. And you will see a lot like that in many ahadith. It's about the most important part of this deen is how to have intellect with a focus in a time of worship. And we have example salah. What happened to our salah? What happened to our fasting if we lose intellect? And in here, Rasulullah said, the best, everything has a best. and the best of everything is the middle. And after that, some people said, what happens if your intellect go too much? You become sneaky, and you become arrogant to the point you destroy yourself and you destroy others. Because you're too fast and use it in the wrong way. And as I said, at this moment, your intellect is no good. But as we intellect, if it's not trained by guidance and quality and knowledge and companionship, what it do to the person? It make him a deceiver. And they said, the person like that, he always lie to make a show and to make himself look good, even if it costs him any lie. To the point the person gets used to it, to the point the person, he doesn't feel it. This is scary. But this is now the ultimate of people who think they are intelligent. Because the more you are intelligent, really, the more you humble yourself. And the more you are arrogant, the more you think you are intelligent. But that's when you have excuse of everything to the point you deny the truth. And this is the ultimate arrogance. And this is why they said, little bit is enough for you. Better than too much, destroy you. And this in every aspect. And they said, for example, everything in Islam has a limit. And if it go too much, it go wild. For example, a person is brave. If he go too much, it show off. He destroy his bravery. A person is generous. If he become too much, he become mubadhir, israf. By this way, everything, a person is want to do good, but he do good too quick to the point he destroy himself. By this way, in here, they said, how train the quality with thinking? This again, knowledge, wisdom, guidance belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's many ahadith about that. And one of the beautiful hadith I like about that, when Rasulullah SAW, he said about al-aqil, aloof ma'loof, aloof ma'loof. What it meaning? Al-aqil, the one who has a brain, aloof. Aloof like somebody you love to be close to. Ma'loof, when you get closer, you know, it's soft. By this way, you like to be close, and when you are closer, you are comfort. And people like to comfort themselves with you. This al-aql. And the early people used to say, the person who has aql, his goodness over his badness. And the person who is fool, his badness over his goodness. And they said, what is the aql? He said, the aql is the one who get his thinking toward goodness. And if you talk to him, he give you good mashura. And if he do, people praising him. And the fool, when he do, people have no respect for his action. Because he doing it from hawa, ighwa, by himself, not from knowledge. And he doing it to show off, not from sincerity. And after that, his talk become causing disease, causing fitna. And his action causing also fitna. By this way, they said, what is the value? This one do goodness, this result. This one do goodness, see the result. Za'aqil, all his result is mahmuda, is goodness. And the fool, all his result, even if it mean good, is a failure. Why? No sincerity. And he's only doing his desire. No, with knowledge. Again, meaning what? He has a brain, he has intelligence, but he have no reign belong to Allah. Meaning he's going according to his hawa. You understand me or no? By this way, the reign of the brain and intelligence is the knowledge and humble and humility and adab. And if you do not do that, even if you're an intelligent, you have no rain, now you ruin all your intelligence. And now you're making action or reaction or talk against it. I won't finish this topic, but I'm going to recap it, inshallah, in next halaqah. Because one of the things I can end with so beautiful message, when one of the early people said, to every disease is a cure. You can cure yourself with it, except foolishness. Foolishness, it make you sick and make people around you sick and has no cure. Now, if you're thinking about all what you're listening to now, and you be busy about yourself and examine yourself, now either you are in a journey of thinking and intelligent and good quality, or either you are in a road of foolishness and full of shayateen. Even with intellect or animal, with desire, one lead you to all the quality, and the highest one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one lead you to all the bad quality, and an ending with Jahannam wal'ayzu billah. And is no middle. This one has way, and the core of all that, we said it, humble and humility with obedience and good manner. We're going to continue, inshallah, if we still have a life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen and obey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen and benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this knowledge benefit to us, not harming us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing and wisdom of the ability of conculcating this knowledge and make us among those who belong to Allah, with Allah, thinking for Allah, remember Allah, making dua for Allah, and Allah, decorate us with the quality, belong to you, Allah. And O Allah, save us from ourselves, from our hawa, desire, arrogant and stingy, and bad manner and ego. And cleanse us to make us pure to you, Ya Allah, by you, toward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.